Great. Wonderful. It looks like everything worked. Okay, can you hear me? Okay, if you can, let me know, because sometimes, yes, thank you, Marcia, you're awesome. Okay, that's great. Look, at the last time I did this, just so you know, I muted everybody, and they couldn't hear me either, so I did it a different way this time, which is great. Barbara, you can't hear me. I don't know why. Uh-oh. Goodness. Everybody else can, but you can't. I don't understand that. Marcia, maybe, do you have any idea? Marcia's my technical genius person. So, oh, God, maybe you could help Barbara while I'm just starting the call. It'd be great. I have no idea what to tell you to do, Barbara. She can't hear me as I'm saying that either. So, okay, I'm going to start the call, though, because this is important. Everybody else is here, and you're on time, which is great. This is so exciting, beginning of 2018. Seriously, it's just like, I don't know about all of you, but I feel a sense of positive energy for 2018, okay? Does anybody else feel that way? If you do and you're in the chat, raise your hand and say yes or no, because I feel like maybe last year was really a hard year for a lot of us, very affected by what was going on in the greater world, right? Not to be too specific, but we felt, you know, it felt just a hard climb up a mountain, you know. And this year I just feel more of a sense of promise and empowerment. And I feel like, the jury isn't in yet, but we have a lot we can do. And one of the things that I like about doing these free calls, and I'm going to keep doing them, is it's a way to bring community together. And I realize that one thing we have control over is our community of amazing women entrepreneurs, right? I mean, and if we can be together and support each other to be the best we can be and to be successful and become more empowered so we can make more of a difference, that's where our power is, right? Do you all get that? If you in the chat, raise your hand, because I feel like it's like we have to start with who we are and where we are. So, you know, this is one thing I can do. I really love doing doing these calls and bringing people together. So it's wonderful. So, Marcia, thank you for helping Barbara. I really appreciate that. Huge. Appreciation. So we can get going on the call. So what I'm, you know, the name of this call, it really is about alignment, and that's kind of what I wrote in the Facebook event, you know. It's really about getting into alignment. And I feel like the reason I call this wild marketing and selling tips is because I feel that that's what stops most of us in business. If you feel like that has held you back in any way in terms of you really having the success that you want, of you being able to share your amazing gifts and tools with even more people, if you feel that that marketing and selling part has blocked you or made it harder, raise your hand, because you're not alone. Honestly, it's the crux of most of your businesses. If you have a service-based business, health and wellness practice, creative type business, which most of you have, then so much about sharing your gifts, whether it's healing or artwork or, you know, just support, has to do with getting the word out there more, right? So, that's one of the reasons I wanted to focus on that topic here today. How do you raise your hand there, Kendra, is just what you did. You just make a statement. When I say raise your hand, I say, hey, come on the chat and just say yes, or I agree with you, or, you know, something like that. You know, that's what I mean. So it's great. And, you know, I know Marcia's helping Barbara in between here. We can just ignore them and go on with the call. I really appreciate that Marcia's here getting help to Barbara. So basically, you know, what I'm going to talk about today for about 40 minutes, I don't like to talk real long, and I do want to mentioned that I feel like, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about marketing. There's no button. It's just here in the chat, Kendra. I'm going to talk a little bit about what hasn't worked, what isn't working now that worked in the past. And I did another whole call on that in December, and you can listen to the recording on that if you haven't. How many of you are on that call or have listened to the recording of that call that I did in early December? You could come on there. And yes, Josette, well, it's still there, and you're welcome to listen to it. I'm not going to repeat everything on there, but I do want to say that what used to work for marketing, a lot of it doesn't work anymore. For one thing, it used to be you could do these free calls like I'm doing this one today, and I could go for 90 minutes and everybody would stay. That isn't that won't happen anymore, right? People are inundated with things like this. So I try to keep it to more like 40 or 50 minutes, and that usually works for most people as long as they're offering really good stuff, right? It also used to be that these were called preview calls. I don't know if you've heard that term before, but when I learned how to launch a program in my business, and many of you maybe have been around 10 years ago, there was a lot of people that launched programs, right? If you were involved in anything like that online program, you know, raise your hand here in the chat, because it would have been like that, where we did this thing that's called a preview call, and it was really a disguised sales call, right? And you'd get on that call, really. Barbara, wonderful. I'm glad you finally made it. Yay. I remember being on a lot of those calls where, just like this, but it'd be the first 30 minutes of the person talking about themselves and telling everybody how great they were. Does anybody here have that experience in the past? And I was on this call looking for really good tips, and it was all about telling how wonderful they are so you can sign up and work with them. And, you know, it was a particular model, you know, that it worked in some way, but it never worked really for me. And so I'm not going to do that in this call. I am going to tell you, give you an option of how you can get more help, but the main thing I'm going to do here is give you some really good stuff to help you, okay? So I hope you all get something out of this. And if you got the handout that I sent out in an email to the people that did sign up on my email, you would have gotten that. If you didn't get it, if you just look up above the chat here, it's listed there. It's a handout, and you could click on it and download it if you want to look at that while I'm talking. Yay. So basically, one thing I said is, when you do marketing from your heart, you know, and I call it really heart-centered marketing, selling also becomes easier. And I'm going to explain why and how that works, okay? This is really so important because I think people one of the things that stops most women, or sabotages, or whatever you want to call it, is, and I want you to all listen to these things, and then if you're in the chat, let me know if any of these are things you can relate to, okay? Really desperate for making more money. I mean, how many of you feel like that? It's just like you feel like, you know, you're desperate for making more money, which is understandable. You are, you know, maybe confused, you know, you feel a little bit of shy, maybe feel like hiding, you don't feel like you're good enough. Does anybody feel any of those ways? If you do, share. It's great to, Josette, not exactly desperate, would love to increase your income. Fair enough, you know, and not everybody has that desperation. It's sort of like a extreme case of it when you feel like you don't have the money to pay your mortgage payment, right? If you're not in that space, that's a little different, okay? But I think what happens is that marketing from a heart-centered place, you need to think of it. Hey, Lori, I'm glad you're here. Welcome. Marketing from a heart-centered place is about giving. It's if you think about, you know, putting your hands out and having a big heart, you know, in your hand, and you want to hand it to the people who you really want to help. If everybody can envision that, that you're holding a heart in your hand, and you picture the person you really want to give it to, it's a gift, you know. And these are the kind of potential clients that you want to be helping. Can everybody imagine that right now? It's really beautiful. And if you imagine that, it's like, well, what can you, how, you know, really, if you didn't need money and it wasn't an issue, you would still want to do the work you're doing, right? I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels that way. You love what you do, and you want to gift it to other people. You want to make a difference to them. Do you all get that? I love that concept, you know, because it makes a very difference. And in order to do that, hey, Lori, I love the little heart you've got with the circle around it. That's lovely. In order to do that, you have to sort of let go of the sales process when you start marketing. And you have to get in that place of marketing in its purest form is about gifting. It's about gifting to the exact people you want to connect with in that way. So if you all could just think about, you know, what kind of one person in your tribe, maybe potential client, that you feel this real wanting to give to this person and help them. Think of that, because how beautiful it is to be able to do that in a way without mixing up money with it at the beginning. It's just sort of like what I'm doing right now. We haven't talked about anything I'm selling or any of that. But I want you to get this, because marketing is really powerful if you do it from this place. And in order to do that, you have to really create a strong connection with the people you're wanting to communicate with. And strong connection, strong engagement. You've probably heard this before if you've been paying attention to marketing information. How many of you have heard those words before? If you have, just say yes or whatever in the chat, because it's great. For me, I love to have your comments, because I feel that people are with me. that connection is two-way, you know, so it feels really good when I get feedback back. Yay, thank you, the three of you. So part of building that connection, you know, and I'm just going to mention different ways to do that. So part of building that connection engagement with people that allows them to even be present to accept the gift you're giving. Do you get that? There's like a process of steps, you know, and the first step is to create a strong bond with your tribe. And people who you feel are your friends almost, you know what I mean? And I feel like that with all of you that I'm friends with on Facebook that are here today. You know, we've really been together through a lot, through the last year, for maybe more than 1 year, and really developed a connection. And some of you I've seen in person, some of you not, but it's still that same energy, right? And what builds that energy? It's just about listening. It's about, you know, putting up posts on Facebook that are really engaging. It's about telling your story sometimes, where people can really connect with you. I think that marketing that's all about your product or all about what you're offering can feel a bit like a used car salesman thing, you know, is that you, there's no person involved in it. It's all about, what you're selling. And so what's really important is to bring your story in sometimes and give more facets of who you are. Because what, you know, on the handout, one of the things I've written here is, what are people buying, okay? And you could probably all answer what they're buying from you, right? And if some of you on the chat could do that, just maybe a few words, you know, about what you're selling, what you want people to buy from you, just, you know, don't have to get it perfect, but just an example, you know, of what it is that you're offering to people, it would be great. I'm going to take a drink of my tea while you're doing that. Okay, so, you know, some of you are selling coaching or counseling or healing or artwork or, you know, all kinds of things like that, right? And in the end of the day, though, with marketing the way it needs to be in 2018, the first thing you need to do is build a relationship. Yeah, Josette, yeah, human development, thank you. Selling your consulting time, exactly. Thank you, Josette, for writing that. And what's true is that for every one of you, whatever it is you're offering, okay, and selling, there's thousands of people out there, hundreds anyway, that are offering something similar. Is that right? I mean, I'm sure you get that there's people offering this similar thing. But in the end of the day, the reason people choose to buy from you is less about what you're offering. It's more about who you are. It's more about who you are and the connection they have with you. If you get that, make a comment in the chat, because this is a really, really important point. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, let me know as well, and then I can explain a little bit more. But at this day and time, you know, what people want is true connections with somebody. They want to feel like they're hiring somebody or working with somebody that they feel that connection, affinity with, alignment with, soul connection, whatever you call it, right? I mean, often that's the reason I say yes to something, to hiring somebody to help me. It's because I like the person, but it's more than liking them. I just feel a deep trust and a resonance with them, right? How many of you feel that same way? You know, because I don't think I'm alone with this, and I don't think that that I'm speaking just for a very small group of people. I think that is a really important part of marketing at this particular day and age, you know, because and Marcia says, yes, I want to feel connected. Yeah, and that's how most people feel, you know, and not only that, but we're all so busy, and I'm speaking of all, like, you know, all the people in your tribe. Everybody's, the online world is awesome, and yet it's made people feel overwhelmed at times, right? It can be like there's so much going on out there, and there's so many ways to get help that it's hard to focus in sometimes, right? So what happens if you build a connection with somebody? Well, I'll speak to myself. When I build a connection with somebody that I really trust and I feel affinity with, I'm much more likely to, when I need that kind of help, I'm more likely to go to that person because I already know them and feel good about them, right? Yeah, I'd love to hear more from some of you who aren't commenting in the chat, but, you know, I know that you get this, even those of you that are listening and not on the chat. It's so important. And there's different ways to build that connection with people. And one way is to do something like I'm doing here, you know, doing a free class. But it's, you know, it's getting in front of a smaller group this way. The power of videos is really important. You know, and some of my clients moan when I talk about videos. I mean, I have clients that have never done a video and that they stayed away from it because they feel self-conscious, they don't like how they look. They don't like how they sound. They feel like they're not going to come across well. Any of you feel like that? I mean, or did you feel like that when you first started? And yet videos seem to be one of the most powerful things on the Internet right now. Where do I put my videos? Okay, that's a great question. I put them on Facebook. Sometimes I will put them on a web page. Okay, especially if I'm offering something or if it's a blog post, I might put it on a web page. And then what I can do is put a link to that video in my email, which is really cool. I save my videos on Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O. It's like a video saving place. So it's kind of cool to do that. But Facebook Live is really good as well. The thing I like about Facebook Live is that it's just off the cuff. Nobody expects it to be perfect. You can make mistakes. It doesn't matter. You know, I think it's great to save your videos on YouTube because it's such a hot site. wherever you make the video, you can save it on YouTube. So hope that answers your question, Gisette. Yeah, Kendra says, I definitely believe in the power of resonance and all the important decisions to who to work with. Yeah, it's the feeling I got from them was so important. I think that you meant important. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's exactly. And Marcia said, Marcia loves Facebook Live. And Marcia is a video queen. If any of you need any help with videos, talk to her. She does help people with this, which is really great. But, you know, I love storing my videos in Vimeo. If I do a video that's not a Facebook Live, because I can put captions on, I can put a link onto the end of it, things like that. But videos are really great. Yeah, and Connie says, I agree with the alignment, because if they understand you, it gives you permission to be free with your efforts. Exactly. It's so important. Yeah. So videos is one way to build that kind of connection, because people can hear you. They can see you. It really, it's a way to kind of connect with somebody. It's sort of like when you do a Skype call or Facebook Live or Zoom call, seeing that person and hearing them is much more powerful than just a voice. Now, you might ask, well, why am I not doing a Zoom call right now? Because every time I've done one, I've run into technical issues, and it's like, I don't want to deal with it. I love the chat, and I actually like the chat here that's on my webpage, and it's harder to do that while on a Zoom call. But truthfully, I really like it. I do most of my client sessions on either FaceTime or Skype, because it feels like we're in the same room, you know? And I love that. But you can use that in marketing as well to build connections with people. But telling your heart-centered story in different ways, sharing more about who you are and how you're unique. I mean, some of you that have followed me on Facebook know that I share my art a lot, my paintings. You know, and part of the paintings are new, and I love getting the feedback. But it's also sharing another part of me, right? And it's great. Do people make money from their videos, Lori asks. Indirectly, they do. Yeah, if you're, you know, this is where it comes into selling, because this is where I talk about, this is a perfect question for you, Lori, okay? Basically, how marketing and selling become intertwined is that when you really build this connection and engagement and all that, it's a heart-centered thing when people then talk about, you can also get more help from me by doing this, you know. And I'm going to demonstrate that in a few minutes, because I like to be transparent about everything I'm doing. There's a reason for it, right? But you can make money from the videos, especially if people build a connection with you. If you build a connection with them, Lori, and then you're offering something, some people will be really interested in your offer. But in the long run, it's more how they make money from the video. It's not in the short run. And there's a difference between marketing for the long run and marketing for the short run. And I think most of the clients I work with, don't get that particular difference right up front. They do something for marketing and they expect immediate results from it financially. And it doesn't work that way most of the time. Marketing is whatever marketing tactic you do or marketing program you do, sometimes it'll take 3 or 4 months before you notice the results of that financially. That's because it takes time, you know, for people to get to know you, and especially if you're offering something that it's not kind of like an impulse buy, like, you know, you're at Costco and you impulsively, you know, see something you need and you buy it, right? If you're offering coaching or healing sessions or anything like that, people think about it. They aren't going to plunk their money down and make a decision like that immediately. But if you keep doing videos and you keep making connections and all that, when they are ready, they'll contact you. And an old marketing way, it shows that before videos were out and people did mainly email marketing, right? I did my emails newsletter often. I'd send emails out every week. I don't do that anymore because people don't want them, right? I mean, people will just unsubscribe. But I would do that. I'd send newsletters out all the time, right? All the time. And I put a lot of effort into them. And every so often, I'd have somebody contact me and say, you know, I'm ready for coaching now. My business is struggling. I'm tired of it. I've tried everything myself. I really need help. I've been getting your newsletters for a year and reading them. And I'm ready to work with you. Coin dropping. You know, you get it. It's a penny drops. It's like it takes a while. And videos are just like that in a different form. It's not just videos, but it's the whole enchilada about building connections. It takes time. And once you build those connections, and then you're more likely to be there when somebody does need help. Barbara says, do you think speaking not-so-perfect English is okay? Especially if you explain that you're from Italy. Then people will think, oh, you know, that those kind of European accents are kind of romanticized here in America. So I sometimes think that's actually an advantage, okay? If they know you're from Italy and you're not just somebody who's uneducated, you know, I think a lot of Americans have a prejudice against people uneducated, and I'm not actually supporting that, but I think that's why you're asking that question. So I hope that answers your question, Barbara. It wasn't so direct, but yes. Great. So basically, that's why building these connections in the long term is so important. Telling your story, keep putting yourself out there in different forms, as Josette says, Facebook videos, free classes. Yeah, sooner or later they come. So it's a long-term process, and that's the main thing I want to – this is probably – if I had to pick the one thing I want you to get in this call, this is it, because I think – people get discouraged when they try something and then they don't get any response from it. And it's because it takes a while, right? So, you know, up at the top here, I have that the blue square at the top of the handout says Prone Mentor Program. If you're on the chat, you can see it. And for those of you that aren't, it's a program I offer every January. And it's a great program. It's for people that are sort of newish in business. I call it, if you're a maiden business, you know, I'm going to ask how many, okay, I'm going to give you my definition. A maiden business is a young business. It means that you're new, you've got a lot of energy, you're willing to take risks and go for it, and you don't have everything figured out yet. And you may not be making the money you want to make yet, and it's been sometimes a struggle, okay? Usually it's businesses that are a few years old. If you're in that category and you're in the chat, raise your hand. A mother business, I call the mother business, is, I use a maiden mother crone, it's those of you that read my book. The mother business is when you've been doing it for a while and you're in that stage where you're working really hard and juggling everything, you're overwhelmed, the business is going on really, but you're just feeling like, oh my God, should I quit and get a job, right? Sometimes it feels like it. Hey Kendra, thanks for sharing. And the crone business is sort of where I am now. Feels like after 15 years of doing this business, 15 plus, I feel like I've arrived, you know, and I feel like my business is like a grandmother tree with lots of roots, and I'm in that place of being a mentor more now, which I really love, and I can offer things that aren't all about making a lot of money anymore, and it's such a relief, you know, to just not have that focus all the time, and so that's what my Crone Mentor Program is, a special program for people in the maiden to mother stage, right? And it's a lower cost program for a year. I only do it in January every year, so if you have interest in that, click on that square sometime before we're done here, after, whatever. And what I've just done is showed you how to bring a sales thing in while you're also relating it to the topic. Because what's true in, you know, at the bottom of the handout, I said five things you need to do this year in order to empower your vision by 2019. And one of those things is to know when you need to get help and to get it. And the only reason I'm saying that is because I know when I was in that maiden business stage, I didn't want to spend the money that I didn't have, right? I don't know how many of you can relate to that or have done it, but I just felt like I kept going around in circles. And that's what stops most women and sabotages success. It's like going around in circles and not getting help. So it's important to have other eyes, you know, and you can get other eyes through mastermind buddies, lots of other ways other than hiring somebody, but that's just one way. And my Crone Mentor Program is designed for people who don't want to or are not ready to spend as much as it would take to a high-end coaching thing, you know. And I did that in the past, by the way, and I wasn't ready for it. So it did sabotage my success because I spent a lot of money for something that I really wasn't ready to utilize yet. And I don't know how many of you could relate to that, but probably a lot of you. So the other thing that sabotages women's success is what I call hiding, okay? And I'm going to write that word up here. I usually can't type and talk at the same time. But women that have, if you've ever felt like this, if you're feeling like low self-confidence, you know, self-doubt, you don't necessarily feel like you're good enough, you kind of like hold back, you know? You hide yourself. You feel uncomfortable maybe putting yourself out there too much. If you've ever felt that way and you're in the chat, let me know and share with others because I think it helps to hear that other people feel the same way you do. This is one thing women do really well for each other is sharing and supporting each other. So, and I know I did that. I felt like I was comparing myself to other people who seemed like they had it more together than I did, right? And and I think that Jana, I am an introvert as well, but so I've really discovered that that's not the reason for me anyway that I was afraid to put myself out there. I was afraid that I just wouldn't, you know, I would look bad, you know, and I'd be embarrassed. So maybe that's an introvert trait. I'm not really sure. But I felt like I had to have it all together first, right? Yeah. Thanks, Leah. Good to hear you back. Yeah, I felt like I had to have it all together. I needed to look good. And I compared myself to other people who felt they were out there, they were doing it. And I was like, oh my God, you know, I'm going to look like a jerk, right? And it kept me holding me back, you know, over and over again. And I finally had to let go of that and realize that I was in charge of my own business and in control of my own success. Do you get that? So important. And that, you know, when I made the most mistakes or looked like a jerk, end quote, that I thought I looked like a jerk, is when I got the most comments from people that were positive. It's because I was transparently being myself and people felt comfortable being around it. And that's why I say tell your own story, because you don't have to look good. It's being honest and saying, look, I've struggled as well and this is my story. And people trust you more. And I didn't realize that at first. So I really encourage you to just go for it, okay? And you know, really, how many of you know, I'm going to ask this question for people in the chat to answer, and all of you that are listening, do you know exactly who it is you're marketing to? Do you know the exact people that you want? And a lot of that has to do with that whole thing about the niche, you know, is figuring out who that is, and kind of that narrow but strong group of people that you're really making your message to. And in my case, it's visionary women who are more in the health and wellness field, creative types, you know, teachers, writers, that kind of group, which a lot of you are, right? And now, you know, it took me a while before I had the guts to just speak that out. And why do you think I had a hard time saying that at first? Anybody want to make a stab at it while I take another drink of tea? You know, I was afraid to narrow it down and to be really clear and speak right to this group. And one of the reasons was is that I was desperate for money. And so I thought, well, I don't want to narrow it down because I certainly can work with other people as well, right? But I realized that the people who I really wanted to work with, I needed to speak directly to them. Yeah, wanting to help everyone, afraid that there would not be enough people to support. Leah, you said it. It's exactly the way it was. And, of course, it's exactly the opposite. Because when you speak directly to who you want, people are attracted to you more, the kind of people you want. Yeah. Yeah. And I love what you said, Barbara, more involved with your goal of spiritual art retreat. Lovely. Ilakani says, I'm successful, but an old school will. Therefore, I'm a crone, but the new technology and social media, I'd be a maiden. Yeah, and you're not alone with that. And by the way, Connie, it's even the people that are younger that have trouble with new technology. Seriously, you know, you're not alone in that. And I know that, you know, I'm just turned 70 this year, so I'm right in there with you. Maybe I'm younger. I mean, maybe I'm older than you, Connie, and you're younger than me. But it still feels like you can learn this stuff because we're smart, right? And you can learn exactly what you need to learn and not learn everything else. So I'd be happy to talk with you about that, Connie. Lori says, crone business and transition, not sure of your audience. Okay, not sure of your audience, you're right, because I think by the time you have that crone business, you know exactly who your audience is. So you're probably not there yet, but you're close, I would guess, right? So, Lori, if you don't mind writing up here, who do you think your niche audience is? I'd love for you to just take a stab at it, because that would be interesting for people to hear, I think. Yeah. And I, you know, there's a lot of technical stuff that I just stay away from, but I'm open too. And I think that the stuff that you really need to learn, you can learn it. It's not that hard, right? And like I know when I first didn't want to learn Zoom because I thought, oh, this is too overwhelming, but I know how to use it now and it works. You know, and I have done these kind of classes on Zoom, and the next time I might do in that way. Joseph said, I'm a crone who's launching a new business. Yeah, so it's great. And I've written about that in my book, Crone with the Maiden Business. Yeah, it's really a common thing because there's a lot of women that are older that are getting out of corporate America and all that and want to start a new business. So a lot of education experience. Yeah. So you can bring that into your maiden business, which is really cool. But you still might need help, right? I mean, we all do. So, yeah. Laurie says, my audience is people who want to heal themselves through self-care like massage. Yeah. So now I get what you're saying. Yeah. And I think that it's about getting more specific with which kind of people those are. And you're right on the edge of knowing that, Laurie. That's what I would guess. Yeah, this is great. Thank you all for sharing. So we're going to end this call soon. I just want to make sure I go through everything that I said I was going to. So basically, five things you need to do this year to empower your vision by 2019, right? And one of the things is to really know your tribe and nurture them. So, Lori, it speaks right to what we're talking about with you. Really know your tribe. And truthfully, I didn't totally know mine. I always knew it, but I didn't acknowledge it because I was stuck in that thinking that I couldn't make it that narrow, you know. But when I wrote my book, Wiser and Wilder, it totally got clear that this is really my tribe, you know. When I started realizing it's about, you know, coming out of hiding, I was in hiding thinking that if I use words like wild woman and wise woman and all that, it's going to make me sound too something, woo-woo, spiritual, whatever, and I'll lose other people. But when I actually started using those words, which were really my words, that's when my business started growing really fast because people, like, connected with it. So it's about coming out of hiding and being really clear about your branding I use that word to describe it. So it's so important. Know and nurture your tribe. Number two, get help unless you want to go around in circles, okay? And I could write a whole book about going around in circles, but I've written it through my book Here and There. And I really like to encourage people to not do that. It's like, it's hard, right? When you actually can get the good help and get out of it. Know your doorway and keep refining it. Your doorway is, and I've used this metaphor before, is if you're going to look at it, if you drive around looking at houses, like if you think you're going to buy one, what you look at is the doorway. You haven't gone in the house yet. And the house will appeal to you or not based on the doorway. You know, and it's really true. It's uncanny. And I encourage all of you to just do that on some day. Drive around your town and imagine you were looking at houses to buy and notice the doorways you're attracted to and why. And you have to create a doorway like that for your business, okay? And it's one of those things I help people do in the Crown Mentor program. So if I'm throwing that in there now, because if you're thinking you're one of those people that would benefit from this program, this is part of what we do there. So the next thing is make your visionary circle. If you've read my book, I've talked about the visionary circle. The visionary circle for 2018 would be really all your vision for where you want to be this year. And you can mind map it. You can put all kinds of things in that circle. But it's important to do it. You could do it with colored pencils and make it beautiful or whatever. And I think it's important. And, again, I can give you more help on how to do that. It's also written, it's a whole chapter in my book about visionary circle as well. And then lastly, listen to your wise woman every day. Every day, because she will be there even when you're out of alignment. She's not. even when you have self-doubt, she doesn't. When you're in fear, she doesn't have that. And she will help you stay on track. It's really true. It's so important. So we're going to end this call in a minute. I'd love for those of you in the chat to write down one thing you're taking away from this discussion. And I am going to mention the Crown Mentor Program again, because I know it'll be right for some of you, not all of you. It's only open to 5 new people in January and won't be out again until next January. So at least click on that and read about it. If you don't do it this year, you may still qualify next year, okay? But it's a great program, and you just click on that blue thing. Or if you're not on the chat, you go to awakeningbusiness.com, which is my website, and just scroll to the bottom, and there's a link for it in the footer. So Josette says, where? Where are you? What is that question? Can you be more specific? Because I've lost track of what I was talking about when you said that. Connie says, oh, Marcia says, remember to listen to my wise woman every day. Yes. Connie says, sharing your Crone book was from your heart. Many lessons to take to my true self, learned and took on as a part of my rooted self, giving me permission. Yes, Connie, I get it. Thank you. And Kendra says, I'll take away the idea of finding and nurturing my tribe. Yes. You know, Josette, where did you find more about the January class? Okay, if you just scroll up to the top of the chat here, you'll see a blue square and click on it, okay? That's the easiest way for you. Otherwise, you can go to my webpage, awakeningbusiness.com, and scroll to the bottom, and there's a link to it. I'd love to have you, Josette, so have a look. Leah says, thank you, Kaya. One of my takeaways is visual of the heart in my hands as I do marketing. Wonderful. Yeah, it's a really great visual, isn't it? The link isn't working for that. Oh, goodness. Thank you, Marcia. You know, I connected the link to that, but I did something that is a no-no. I forgot to check it to see if it worked. My bad. But thank you. awakeningbusiness.com/... Anyway, sorry about that. Anyway, if you go to my website, awakeningbusiness.com, scroll to the bottom, you'll see the link for that program. And, yeah, you've been a great group. thank you all for being here. I love your feedback. I love your comments. Those of you that are on the phone but not in the chat, I've been with you during the whole time. Thank you for being here. Those of you that are listening to the recording later, be in touch. If you have any questions, I'd love to talk with you. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.